The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we bring another new episode for you of our program, The Second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu an. And as we mentioned in our last episode, that today, inshallah, we will continue our discussion where we left it in our last episode, where we were talking about certain sayings of Farooq-e-Azam, radiyallahu an, and what great lessons and pearls of wisdom we find in his great sayings. But before we continue our discussion, dear viewers, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. In fact, this narration mentions the consequences, the harms of not sending salutations upon the prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, because going through the consequences of not doing an action also signifies its importance. Also shows that how important this very action is, that if we leave it, if we abandon it, then this is the consequence that we will face. So where we find many advantages, many benefits, many excellences for sending salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, at the same time there are also such narrations that mention the disadvantages, the harms, the consequences of not sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So there's a similar kind of narration before me right now, dear viewers, where the prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam mentioned that the one before whom I'm mentioned and he does not recite salat upon me, he abandons the path to Jannah. Allahu Akbar. This is a very severe warning for us, that if the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is mentioned before us, and if we do not send salawat upon him, then look at the consequence that one can face, which is that he abandons the path to Jannah, the path to paradise. So dear viewers, may this not be the case for us, that we also don't recite salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam whenever his blessed name is taken before us. So whenever the blessed name of the Prophet ﷺ is taken before us, we should make this intention, we should develop this habit that we recite salat upon the Prophet ﷺ with full love and devotion. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers, we were talking about the beautiful statements of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, and what beautiful pearls of wisdom they are, the gems of wisdom they are for us to take from them. Carrying our discussion further, dear viewers, the next statement of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu with Sayyidina Sayyid bin Musayyab radiyallahu anhu, he mentioned, it is that, he says that, never take help from such a person for your need who is not desirous of your success. Allahu Akbar. What a great principle Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu has laid down over here for us, that never ask for help from a person for your need who is not desirous of your success. This holds a lot of pearls of wisdom for us, only if we can understand it. That a person who doesn't desire our success, if we ask him to help us out in the time of need, do you think he'll help you out wholeheartedly? Or despite being able to do more, he will duly help you? Or would he even help you at all? So it is very, very important for us to make sure that who we choose to help us, or which people do we choose in order to go to when it comes to getting some help. Furthermore, dear viewers, Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu mentions the consequence, the harm of swearing a false oath. Now, this is again something that we see is widely spread within our society, where people take swear false oaths, thinking it doesn't mean anything. And it is like a normal statement or phrase on their tongues that they normally use. Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu says that do not consider swearing a false oath to be light, because due to it, Allah will destroy you. Allahu Akbar. This is very, very, very severe warning for us. Something that we need to be very careful of. This is very, very serious. Try to understand, dear viewers, that swearing a false oath, this is not something light. This is not a small matter. We should first of all try not to swear oaths as much as possible. Only situations where it becomes necessary for us, it becomes vital for us, in those cases we should, and that too on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not on the name of anyone else, right? But then those who swear false oaths, look at the warning that Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu gives over here, that do not consider swearing false oaths to be light, as due to this Allah will destroy you. This is very, very serious for us and something that we need to be wary of. We need to take heed in regards to. Now the next statement, dear viewers, subhanAllah, Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu is guiding us that whose company should we adopt. He says that do not adopt the company of indecent people, as the effects of their indecency would also come upon you. Again, such a great principle Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu is laying down for us in regards to whose company should we avoid, whose company should we adopt. And in this case, we come to know that Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu is telling us which company to avoid. The company of indecent people, because the effects of their indecency would also come upon us. And a person is molded into the ways of the company that he adopts. So dear viewers, it is very, very important for us to make sure that we don't hang around with sinful people, with those who are wicked people, who are evil people, as the effects of their wickedness, their evilness would also come upon us. Now dear viewers, the next statement, Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, he warns us that stay safe from your enemy and be careful of all your friends other than those who are trustworthy. Subhanallah. Again, Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, he's mentioning, he's telling us that we should always remain safe of our enemies. And even amongst our friends, right? Even amongst our friends, Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu is guiding us that be careful from all the friends except those who are trustworthy. So again, beautifully, Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu is guiding us that who should we keep friendship with and whose company should we adopt. And then furthermore, Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu is guiding us that who trustworthy is. In this narration, Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu mentioned that be careful of all your friends except those who are trustworthy. And the next statement, Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu tells us that who trustworthy person is. He says that trustworthy is only him who fears Allah, subhanAllah. What great standards Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu has laid down over here. What great parameters we have before us now, that even amongst our friends, we need to be careful of all the friends except those who are trustworthy. And now who are trustworthy? Those who fear Allah, subhanAllah. What great standards, what great parameters Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu has laid down for us. Now, next statement. Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu says that seek refuge in Allah at the time of calamity, at the time of a hardship that befalls you. Now this again, dear viewers, if you think about it, what happens when a calamity befalls us? We start moaning about it. We start complaining about it. We start telling every single person about it. This shouldn't be the case. This shouldn't be our conduct. This shouldn't be how we should react in the face of calamities. Rather, what should we do? When a calamity befalls us, we should seek refuge in Allah. We should be patient. We should supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ease. These are the practices that we should adopt, that Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu is guiding us towards. In another statement, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu says that when you go to graveyard, then adopt humbleness. And when you obey Allah Almighty, then adopt humility. SubhanAllah. Then now, how we should visit graveyards, how we should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what should our conduct be in whilst we are performing these very actions. Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he's guiding us over these as well. And now Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu guides us in regards to who should we consult with when a need arises and when we are in need of consultation. He radiallahu anhu says that in your matters, consult with those people who fear Allah. SubhanAllah. This is the standard that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu has established for us. That if you want to consult with someone regarding your matters, regarding your affairs, then consult with those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah. Because those who fear Allah Almighty will not give you a wrong advice, would not give you a bad advice. They who fear Allah Almighty would want good for you. And they would advise you, they would give you good advice, and they would provide you with good consultation. And now, when it comes to understanding that who are the people who fear Allah Almighty, then Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu is referring over here to ulama, to the scholars, competent scholars, ulama of the Ahlul Sunnah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that amongst his people, only ulama, the scholars are those who fear him. Because ulama, they spend their lives in acquiring knowledge of deen. And without knowledge, we cannot have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is saying that amongst my people, ulama are those who fear me. Subhanallah. And Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he's telling us that when a time comes that you are in need of consultation, then take consultation from those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, from ulama ikram. Because the ulama, the scholars of deen, they would have sharia before them. They would have Quran and hadith before them. And in the light of Quran and hadith, they would guide us. In the light of Quran and hadith, they would give us advice. And now on the other hand, if you go to someone who doesn't have any knowledge of deen, who doesn't have a solid grip on Quran and hadith, if you ask him for advice, now he would give advice based on his own intellect. Right? Whereas a scholar would advise you based on Quran and Hadith. Now, which advice would be better? The one that is based upon Quran and Hadith or the one which is based upon a layman's intellect? Of course, the one that is based on Quran and Hadith. So this is how Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu has guided us. So we should also make sure that we abide by it and we stay closer to ulama. And whenever a need be, we go to them, refer to them, and we seek advice from them. Now, dear viewers, next statement of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu with Sayyidina Aun bin Abdullah bin Utba rahmatullah alayhi states that Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu said that sit in the company of those who repent because they are most soft-hearted people. SubhanAllah. Now, we're being advised, we're being encouraged, instructed rather, by Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu to adopt the company of those who repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're also told that those who repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the people, they're the ones who are most soft-hearted people. And once we find such people, we should sit in their company, we should sit in their gatherings. And from this discussion so far, dear viewers, one very beautiful pearl of wisdom we learn is that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu greatly emphasized upon company that we should adopt. What kind of company we should adopt? And Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu mentioned in detail regarding a good company as well as a bad company. He defined for us, he set barriers for us, parameters for us. He set standards for us to determine which company should we adopt. Now, this is understandable, undeniable fact, dear viewers, that a bad company makes a person bad and a good company makes a person good. As it is very famously said, Suhbate salih tura salih kuned, Suhbate talih tura talih kuned. Meaning that the company of good people will make you good and the company of bad people will make you bad. This is understandable. This is an undeniable fact. Now, if a person is to adopt a company of pious people, righteous people, those who offer their salah, right? A person, he himself doesn't offer salah, but he adopts the company of those who are salah offering, who are pious people, who are righteous, who are Allah fearing, who observe fasts as well, who talk about good all the time, who don't commit sins, who possess the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, by staying in the company of such people, this very person who doesn't offer salah, he would also start offering salah. Why? Because he will see those people offering salah day in, day out. He would be hanging around with them. They would be modest. And this effect of modesty, the effect of righteousness, the effect of piety would also come upon this very individual who would attend their gathering. And now, on the other hand, if a person himself is salah offering, he himself is Allah fearing, but he adopts the company of those who themselves are misguided, who don't offer salah themselves, who keep committing sins day in, day out, who hold the gathering of sins, ma'azallah. If this is the state, and this salah offering, this pious, this modest person has adopted their company, then it is very likely that this very person would also embrace the effect of their sins, would also get the effects of their sins and start committing sins. So we need to act upon the advice of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, the statements of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, which he mentioned, and we need to make sure that we adopt a good company, because always remember, dear viewers, that company has an effect. Now it is up to us whether we want to take good effect or bad effect, and of course we want to have good effect. So I'd always adopt good company, a company of those who are pious. Moving further, dear viewers, Allama ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah, now he mentions a few pearls of wisdom from Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, which are comprised of, which are based upon knowledge and wisdom. So Allama ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi, he's mentioning the statements of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu. The first one: the one who refrains from useless conversation, he is blessed with wisdom and intellect. Subhanallah, we all want our wisdom and intellect to increase. What do we need to do for this? We should refrain from useless conversation. Inshallah, our wisdom, our intellect will be increased. Next one: the one who avoids looking here and there uselessly, he is given the peace of the heart. Subhanallah. This is again something that we all are after: peace of the heart, the contentment of the heart. We fail to find this. There's no peace in the society. But when we're walking down the street, what is our state? We're being told over here that the one who avoids gazing around uselessly, looking here and there uselessly, he is given peace of the heart. Next one: the one who leaves useless eating, he is given the sweetness of worship. Subhanallah, he's given the taste of worship. Now, when we talk about useless eating, it means that eating to one's fill, or eating just for the sake of it. Even when you are full, you're not hungry, just for the sake of it, you keep eating. So this kind of eating is considered as useless eating. So the one who avoids this, he's given the taste, the sweetness of ibadah, of worship. The one who refrains from useless laughing, he is given awe and honor. The one who refrains from joking around, he is given noor of iman. Subhanallah. The one who refrains from joking around is given the noor of iman. The one who refrains from the love of this world, he is given the love of the hereafter. And the one who refrains from finding faults in other people, he is given the ability to find faults within himself and reform himself. Subhanallah. What great pearls of wisdom, dear viewers, these words that we just went through. Bey Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, he's guiding us that you want wisdom, you want intellect, then leave useless conversation. You want the peace of heart. You're desiring peace of heart, then avoid useless gazing here and there. Avoid looking here and there uselessly. You want the sweetness of ibadah, sweetness of worship, then avoid useless eating. Now, you want honor, you want awe, you want dignity, then stop useless laughing. You want noor of iman. Allahu Akbar, who doesn't? You want noor of iman? then refrain from joking around. You want the love for the hereafter, then refrain from the love of this world. And you want to find fault, you want to find your own faults, you want to reform yourself, you want to rectify yourself, then refrain from finding faults of other people. Subhanallah. So Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu has beautifully told us how to reform ourselves and how to better ourselves and how we can enhance our spirituality through leaving these useless things that we have just gone through. Subhanallah. Now, dear viewers, let's talk about another set of sayings of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, which Sayyidina Muhammad bin Shihab rahmatullah alayh has stated. He says that Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu has said that do not indulge in useless activities. Then the next thing he mentions is that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he says that always remain distant from your enemy. Next one, always be careful of every friend of yours except that who is trustworthy. Next one, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu says that a trustworthy person cannot be compared with anyone. Subhanallah. What greatness there is for a trustworthy person. That a trustworthy person, he cannot be compared to anyone else. This is how great a trustworthy person is. Now, this very trait, dear viewers, we should also work towards in order to have within our own characters as well. Trustworthiness. People should be able to trust us. This is very, very important again. So a trustworthy person cannot be compared to anyone else. Now, the next statement which has been mentioned of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu is that refrain from the company of sinful people, because otherwise their filth, the filth of sins, would also get in contact with you, meaning you would also be indulged in similar kind of actions that he will be performing. So refrain from the company of sinful people. Then next piece of advice that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu gives through this statement is that do not disclose your secrets. Do not reveal your secrets. This is also very, very important for us. And then the last saying that Sayyidina Muhammad bin Shihab rahimahullah, he mentions of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, is that consult those people in your matters who possess the fear of Allah Almighty. This we spoke about earlier as well. But Sayyidina Muhammad bin Shihab rahimahullah, he mentions this statement again over here in this context, where he's mentioning the statements that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu has mentioned. So dear viewers, again we see how beautifully Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu is guiding us through his statements that are full of wisdom. Now dear viewers, at one occasion, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu was asked regarding true repentance, Tawbatun Nasuh, that what exactly it means. As people, they would refer to Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu if they were in need of any query of theirs to be resolved. So they would turn to the court of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu because of the honor, the dignity, the excellence that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he possessed. So once Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu was asked regarding true repentance, Tawbat al-Nusuh, replying to which he said, true repentance is that a person repents from that action, from that sin, in such a way that he does not return back to that very sin, to that very action. In other words, a person repents from that sin in such a way that he does not commit that very sin again. This is the meaning of true repentance, of Tawbat al-Nusuh. So this is how Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu guided us towards true repentance, which we all should come towards. But we need to understand the definition of true repentance, of Tawbat al-Nusuh, that what exactly it means. It means that we repent from our sin in such a manner that we never go to it again. This is a very, very important and fundamental principle of Tawbat al-Nusuh, without which our repentance will not be deemed as true repentance. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, we covered some more great sayings of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, and we've tried to deduce some pearls of wisdom and beautiful lessons for our character, for our lives as well. So in the light of all these sayings, dear viewers, we should also make a mindset that we would also act in accordance to these sayings of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, where we were instructed to refrain from useless activities. A whole list of useless things were mentioned, so we should avoid all of them. In regards to our company, we should make sure that we adopt a good company when it comes to consult with someone. Who do we consult with? Those who possess fear of Allah. And who are those? Those who are the scholars of deen, scholars of Islam. We should consult with them regarding our matters. Then we also spoke about trustworthiness. How important and beautiful this task is, trustworthiness, that we should also try to have in our character. And so much more, dear viewers, we covered, which we should ponder upon, we should contemplate, and we should try to act upon and have those attributes, those sayings also embedded in our character, in our seerah, by the virtue of which, inshallah, we will see blessings in this world as well as in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest of mercies and blessings upon the second caliph of Islam, our master, our leader, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, and may Allah Almighty forgive us all without accountability for His sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatam in nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu.